Philippians 1, 29 and 30. For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake, having that same conflict which he saw in me, and now here to be in me. All right, verse 29. Paul is in prison. What city is he in? Rome, city of Rome. What's that, Paul?
I said Philippi, but I made a mistake. I said Rome.
He's writing to the church of Philippi, but he's in the prison in Rome. All right, and it says here, it's given unto you in behalf of Christ for two things. What are the two things in verse 29? In behalf of Christ is given unto these Philippians and unto us by extension. Yes, John?
To believe on him and to suffer for his sake.
Believe on him, that's one thing that's great, because he'd have everlasting life. What does it mean to suffer for his sake? Is Paul going through that now?
Yes.
He is in prison. And do we have much suffering ourselves mm-hmm. in this day and age?
Certainly.
As much as Paul?
No.
We quite go through as much as he did.
No. We're not in prison. But we have this terrible situation going on as far as our constitution not being fulfilled in many areas, in many parts of our country. We're 4-6 feet apart, for example, or we can't have all the chairs in our service, but we're glad we can still meet.
That's the overriding health concern.
That's the overriding health concern, is what they say. And this, is it?
Well, I wouldn't want to find out the hard way.
No. But I believe this whole COVID-19 virus is the way to take us away from our liberties, wipe us out as a country, knock everything apart, and everybody has to stay home. And all of these requirements, constitutionally, they're wrong. They're against our United States Constitution, and nobody seems to care. Nobody. Bill.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would cooperate with the government. With all of the governors, you know, if the governors had come out in the beginning and said, look, this is a free country, this is a government by the people, for the people, we respect your rights, but we have to take precautions right now. This is not, but instead, they're giving orders every day. Orders are coming down from the governors each day, and that's what I resent about them. I'm not afraid to cooperate with them, do what's needed to be done. This social distancing, wearing the masks in public, that's fine. You know, I have no problem with that. It's just the orders that they're giving us.
Well, there's a lot of push now in different states and different governors and so on to wipe out some of these distances and some of the other things that have been put apart. Some states are very, very strict and commanding the people that are part of the states. Other states are trying to give some liberty and some freedom. So we don't know what's going to be, but in the final analysis, we've got to be very careful what we do, what we don't do. Yes, Tammy?
Well, to be fair, different states have different levels of infection. New York State was hit very hard, and New Jersey has lost almost 10,000 lives, as opposed to places like Idaho, where it's less than 100. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you have to take each state. That's why the governors are in charge. That's why the president, but the governor's in charge, so that because they know their state better than the president knows each state.
According to the different investigations, in many, many instances, the figures of COVID-19 cases and deaths are not exactly accurate at all. Many of them are different, and there's many, many differences of opinion on that. So it's a real mess. The whole thing is a mess.
The facts will show in the end.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what I'm waiting for.
So, in regard to whatever we have, as it says in verse 19, we mentioned earlier.
Oh, we're in verse 29.
Well, I meant 29. What did I say?
19.
Oh, no.
They had a 9.
Yeah. And the 20, as we said in verse 29, it's given to us in behalf of Christ two things. It's the honor to believe on Him fervently, but also suffer as need be for His sake, not for our sakes. Many times people suffer for their own sake, but for His sake, because we love Him. And then in verse number 30.
Tammy's got a question.
Oh, screw you, Tammy.
All right.
Verse from 1 Peter. For hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow His steps, and it goes on. It talks right to that.
Mm-hmm.
Suffering for His sake.
Yes. And many times that's what happens. Those that are trusting the Lord Jesus Christ, living for Him, they're really just trashed and hurt because we stand for the Savior. And some people are hurt for their own sakes. Then in verse 30, having the same conflict, which you saw in me, what do you think that conflict is? The same conflict these believers is writing to. Tammy?
He wanted to go home to be with the Lord, but it was more needful for him to stay.
Yes.
To minister to the Philippians.
And so.
So the conflict of being going home to be with the Lord versus staying.
That certainly is a conflict, and all these other things that he's put up with and suffered in prison. Very little food, very little water, I'm sure. And very serious situation. Any other comments on chapter 1 before we move on to chapter 2? Questions at bftbc.org or 856-261-9018. Give us a call or comment. Glad to hear from you. Let's read verses chapter 2, verses 1, 2, and 3 together. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill my joy, that you be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and one mind. Let nothing be done to strive for vain glory, but in the lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. If there be any consolation, what does consolation mean? Any hands on that? Consolation. Tammy?
Well, the root word console is to comfort, to bring relief to someone.
All right. Consolation in Christ, because He saved us, because He's taken us from the fear of hell and disaster. He's given us eternal life. He's made us able to go to heaven with Him, to be with Him for the rest of eternity. It's a wonderful consolation in Christ. Have any comfort of love. What is the essence of comfort? And how can love, whose love is it talking about, do you think? Yeah, Tammy.
God the Father, probably.
Probably God the Father.
For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son.
Could be the Son who also loves us. And it could be the
person, if we go with, not that I'm not saying it's not the Son, but if we go with the Father, then we have all three members here.
Right.
Yeah,
consolation
exactly.
For Christ, the comfort of the Father. We have the fellowship of the Spirit.
Yes, we have the Trinity here. It's correct. Comfort of love. When God loves us, it's a comfort to us. When other people love us, it's a comfort to us. When people hate us, it's discomfort to us. But it's good to have the love of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. What is that?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, but this is not an hour yet, is it?
Yeah.
What is?
We've been saying
quite a bit. Oh, okay.
We've been saying quite a bit.
Okay.
Don't we say anything?
Any other comments that we have that we should bring up before we close? Any other comments you might have?
Paul, any thoughts?
Any thoughts, Paul?
I don't understand verse 30 and chapter 1. I don't quite understand the verse 30 of chapter 1, please.
We have to get that. Have to get that next week.
Verse 30 of chapter 1.
Yeah.
Chapter 1, having the same conflict.
Yes, we didn't take that up in detail today.
Well, it's referring to chapter 2. It's referring back to
verse 30.
Verse 30 is referring back to verse 23 and 24. For I am in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you.
All right.
Okay, thank you very much, Adam.
You're welcome.
All right, any other comments on these verses we've taken up? If not, all right, thank you, Paul. If not, John, would you close in a word of prayer?